I shove the drawer closed, and it slips off the track. I catch it and try to wrestle it back in. Based on past history, you should play it safe, Mom. One more shove, and my glasses slip down my nose while the drawer splits down the middle. Furniture from a box isn't known for its quality, but that's all I've been able to afford while attending Parsons in New York. Good thing I wasn't planning on taking anything besides my clothes and my sewing machine home to LA. I was hoping, though, to get $10 for the dresser off Marketplace. You're not going to change my mind, Piper.
Ouch! Careful, Kelly!
I doubt Kelly has hit any rawer nerve than I have. But if I keep pushing Mom, her poor nail tech is the one who will take the heat. I tuck a pile of shirts in my suitcase as Mom enters round three of repeating how she's going to solve my problems. What she doesn't say is that, in the process, she'll feel like a good mother.
I'll be fine for the next 6 months while you intern at Valente,
Mom repeats.
And honestly, Piper, I know LA. What else will you do? The beach house is your only good option.
I sigh, finally ready to surrender. At least I tried, for her own sake, to talk her out of giving me the beach house. But for my sake, I've never been so grateful for my mother's stubborn nature. Even if I only stay in the house, which will always be Malcolm's house in my mind, for a month or two, it gives me time to figure something out.
When, or if, you're ready to move on when this internship ends, Mom continues, I'll decide what to do with the house then.
A little shorter, Kelly.
A faint whir of a nail file fills the silence.
Anyway, I'm having too much fun renovating Joe's place in Kauai to step foot in Malcolm's love nest anytime soon.
I let out a short laugh. The sour note she hits on the word love sums up my feelings regarding it, too. I'm glad you're having fun, Mom, and I appreciate you want to help.
Sweetie, it's more than that,
Mom says, her tone more serious, which catches my attention. Serious moods are rare with Mom.
The reason I dropped my fight for alimony and a stake in Malcolm's company and agreed to just the house in South Bay is for you. I want you back in LA, and South Bay is the perfect place for a young, single, beautiful girl to meet someone.
I pull my phone away from my ear so Mom won't hear me roll my eyes.
Stop rolling your eyes!
How? I stammer, then catch myself.
I'm not. You are, but don't ignore my advice. South Bay is full of rich, young-ish bachelors. This is an incredible opportunity to make connections that could map the course of your entire life.
No pressure, though, I mutter.
Don't be so cynical. If you want me to say I did this for me too, fine. That's true.
Mom continues. I'm tired of fighting, and even more tired of being tied to Malcolm's purse strings. I'm touched that I even factored in to her decision, but I can also see that she's tying up loose ends, making sure I'm taken care of, so she can sail off into the sunset without any guilt. Literally. She's leaving on a 3-month cruise with Joe in a couple of days.
Of course.
But I'm grateful for what Mom's done. She wanted to punish Malcolm for cheating on her, and she knew going after his money would be the thing that hurt him the most. Losing the beach house is a slap on the wrist for him. But Mom's shown huge growth walking away from this fight.
Okay, Mom. I'll move into the beach house.
Thank you.
This doesn't make me dependent on her, I reassure myself. She'll be able to leave on her trip feeling like a good mom, and I'll have a place to stay.
Sweetheart,